Current state on 90.5 WKAR being Wednesday. It's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, when we feature people and organizations working to make the greater Lansing community a better place. Today we feature the Mayor's Young Lansing Coalition and Partnerships, or My Lansing CAP. The coalition, which was officially announced last week, features a broad array of community partners and stakeholders that are coming together to improve the quality of life for Lansing's young people of color. Here to tell us more about My Lansing CAP are three people who helped make this all happen. Angela Waters Austin is the director of One Love Global. Hi, Angela.
Hi there, Mark.
Delisa Fontaine is a lead organizer with Nurturing Early On Is Necessary, or NEON. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Delisa, I beg your pardon. And Tim Lloyd is a lead organizer for Save Our Sons. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you.
Angela, the official announcement of My Lansing CAP, as it's being called, was last week, but this has been something in the works for some time. Tell us how this all came together.
Well, as you know, Mark, the community has been focusing on improving outcomes for children of color for the better part of the past decade. I came into it about 8 years ago, and working with policy groups, working with families, working with youth, but all really focused on the same issue. And what the mayor did so beautifully was follow in the footsteps of President Obama and use his office as a platform to bring all of this wonderful energy together.
Delisa, how did you get involved, and why is this important?
Well, I came along when we began the LISA project under the Kellogg grant through Lansing Early Childhood Equity Program. me and some fellow community organizers created a organization, grassroots organization called NEON, Nurturing Early On Is Necessary. And we are Lansing families partnering with organizations to engage and build relationships and knock down barriers to empower families of color to take greater control over the conditions in which we are raising our children ages 0 to 8.
And your organization started a Tri-Unity initiative. What is that?
Tri-Unity is an initiative that focuses on early childhood literacy. So Tri-Unity, Tri being community, schools, and churches, faith-based initiative, to where we are trying to raise the, we're trying to close the reading gap between young children of color and their counterparts by 30% within 3 years in three red districts. So we have Tri-Unity, three.
We go. Okay, very good. Tim, you're a lead organizer for Save Our Sons. Tell us about your organization. What do you do?
I'm the organizer for Saving Our Sons. It's to address black male achievement. We wanted to bring awareness to the city collectively to address systemic problems that have plagued African American men and boys. We want to put it on a large scale and really start dealing with some of the things that have plagued us for so long, eradicate a lot of the barriers, hidden barriers that are out there, and dispel some of the myths with African-American men.
What would you put on your short list of goals? What particular problems would you really like to address?
I think one of the biggest problems is our school-to-prison pipeline. We have to address that urgently and really quickly.
And any thoughts on how that gets done?
Well, our educational system has to be in place. I think we have to bring information to our educational system, and they have to understand some of the problems that have plagued African-American boys in particular. At an early age, you hear and you read about the suspension rate for African-American boys, sometimes 2 to 3 times higher than their counterparts. The expulsion rate is just out of the roof. So some of those things we have to address in our school system.
Our guests on Current State are three key members of a new organization, My Lansing CAP, that stands for the Mayor's Young Lansing Coalition and Partnerships, officially announced last week. It's a broad array of community stakeholders coming together to improve the quality of life for Lansing's young people of color. You had an event at Sexton High School this past Saturday, Tim. How did that go?
It was magnificent. It was an event for the entire community. We hosted an event to really showcase African-American men to address some of the issues, because there's a lot of myths out there, and I think it starts there. I think we have to dispel some of the myths about African-American men in particular. A lot of the myths are they don't like to father their children, or they're absent in the homes and stuff, and that's not the case in every home. And so addressing some of those issues, also pointing out some of the issues that have plagued African-American men, some of the self-afflicting things that we need to address, and also the bigger picture, the systemic issues that are going on and have gone on for some time.
Angela, tell us more about the coalition. As I've said, you've got a broad array of partners on board. Tell us about some of the other groups, their roles.
A number of organizations have been doing the work, and it was really just a matter of bringing in some of the bigger institutional partners, as well as the grassroots, the faith, as well as our youth and family organizations. So the partners include MSU, where we're sitting right now, Lansing Community College, the Lansing School District, Ingham Great Start Collaborative, because we are looking at children from ages 0 to 25. So what we're doing is bringing together organizations, institutions, agencies, grassroots, formal, informal, from the neighborhood clubs to the car clubs and motorcycle clubs, all the way to institutions like MSU that really are committed to seeing things change. And there's a role for everyone in this movement.
Sounds like a lot of work coordinating all of this, though. Delisa Fontaine with NEON, Nurturing Early On is Necessary. This has all been really grassroots, and you've been speaking with parents and youth in the community, asking for their input. What particular concerns have you heard about the most?
Okay, well, so from from families, we've heard that, first of all, we had to toss out all assumptions. We went into this, you know, as normal people, we thought we're going to hear this and we're going to hear this and that's what we're going to focus on. But when we began to talk to families, and so far we've spoken to almost 300 families in total in the Lansing area, and the main focus is jobs, education, and safety. Those are the three issues they want to focus on. Families want to work. They want to get back to work. And, you know, this was kind of surprising because we thought, you know, the economy's on an uptick. We didn't think that was going to be a major focus. But, of course, everybody wants to provide for their family. They want a better education for their children. They want after-school programs. They want neighborhood programs. They want tutoring and such for their kids because they want their kids to achieve more. And then, of course, safety. And when you think of safety, we thought of, you know, big things such as violence and stuff. They said, no, we want our streets fixed. Mm-hmm. We want our kids to be able to go out and play without falling into a huge pothole. So a lot of assumptions had to be tossed out in order for us to learn.
You talked to a lot of young people, though. all of you have. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things have you heard from them?
From the young people, we went again with our assumptions, and what they told us is three major key elements, and that's what we are focusing on in Tri-Unity and Saving Our Sons. Love, persistence, and mentorship. They want to know that we love them regardless whether they're doing great, whether they're doing not so great, whether they are kind of acting up, whether they're being knuckleheads. They want to know that we love them consistently. They want us to be persistent. We may not get them on the first time. We may not get them on the fifth time. We may not reach them until it's our ninth time talking to them, but they want to know that we're there and that we're going to be consistent and persistent. And then they want mentorship. They want someone to guide them. They want someone to help them maneuver their way through their teenage years on into young adult years.
Tim Lloyd of Save Our Sons, you've had a lot of contact with fathers here, which is a main thrust, but have you talked to the sons as well, and what kind of messages are you getting from them?
Absolutely. They're echoing just what Delisa just said. I mean, they want the consistency out of our men. They need the consistency out of our community. And so SOS, you know, Saving Our Sons, it's a collaborative effort. It's for the entire city to get behind. It's a all-inclusive initiative that we want everyone, Hispanic, our whites, our Asian, everyone. It's because this is what's important, I believe. I think that when one portion of our society is affected in areas, I think we all should rally behind that, because if that particular portion of society is affected, it's going to affect us all. So it's a collective type of initiative that we need the entire community to rally behind.
Angela, what's it like now that the mayor's officially on board? What does that do to your movement here?
Well, we're here in your studio. So first and foremost,
you got our attention.
Absolutely. Yes. It elevated the work to a platform where we're able to engage in these conversations and get more people involved, raise awareness about the issue, and that it is an economic development issue for our region.
Where does your funding come from?
We have moved to this point through a grant from the Kellogg Foundation to a partnership, which Delisa mentioned, the Lansing Early Childhood Equity Partnership. That grant has come to an end, and we are now heavily moving into fundraising, and that is the nature and the beauty of the partnership with the mayor's office, is that he's able to ask his wonderful friends to invest in this initiative.
And the mayor's report says you hope to raise up to $2.7 million a year.
And that's just the beginning. If we're really talking about transforming our systems to improve outcomes for children from birth through age 25, $2.7 million is a drop in the bucket. But I want to say that there are things that we can do without any money. We can change the way that we think and the way that we practice.
Right.
We can keep kids in school. There's no reason that 91% of the boys being children being expelled in preschool are black boys. That's something that we can do without a dime.
Delisa Fontaine, what's your biggest challenge at NEON?
Not having enough time to do everything that we want to do. Because so many things catch our attention. Like when we first started off, we were just focusing on just engagement with families, connecting organizations with families, being a bridge. And then it grew into our Tri-Unity campaign. And then it massively grew into our SOS campaign, Saving Our Sons. So just time to get everything done. We also need more volunteers, parent volunteers. They can always sign up at neonlansing.org. They can receive information about our events. They can volunteer, create volunteer opportunities in their neighborhood, all type of things.
Tim Lloyd, what's next for Saving Our Sons?
On July 26th at the Fahrenheit Lounge in Lansing, I think at 1 p.m., we will be meeting with a lot of community people from the event, and we will be discussing some of the events that we're going to do further in the neighborhood. Some of the things that we are liking to do is we've targeted like 10 neighborhoods that we want to bring SOS to their neighborhoods and see how we can change some of the situations that are going on in the neighborhood. So.
Okay. Angela Waters Austin is director of One Love Global. Delisa Fontaine is lead organizer with Nurturing Early On as Necessary, or NEON. Tim Lloyd, who you've just heard from, is lead organizer for Saving Our Sons. Thanks to all of you for joining us today. Good luck.
Thanks for having us.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work, but we just don't know about them. Please help us out. Tweet us our suggestions at KAR Current State, or send us an email, currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line. Tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.